the question of the United States drone program, which didn't begin under President Obama, but has vastly expanded both in size and scope and mission under President Obama, is a question that we have not adequately explored, and that frankly the administration has tried to keep the press from adequately exploring a lot about the program a secret, is classified, and is information that's not available to us. And I think one of the things that we in the media need to do, should have perhaps been doing before, but we certainly should do now, is get some more of this information out and find out exactly what we are doing and why we're doing it. You know, I had a real problem when things like acts like torture were committed under George W. Bush in my name as an American citizen. And I have some questions about drone attacks committed in my name as an American citizen now.
Al Gore recently announced that he is selling his TV channel, the Current TV, to Al Jazeera. And he reasoned that Al Jazeera has, and Al Jazeera's news has been hard-hitting, commercial-free, and that they also dedicated a lot of time to the coverage of the climate change. He also noted that the corporate media actually suffocate the free thinking. His harshest critics are saying that what he's done is anti-American. Do you think he's rightfully judged?
Oh, I don't think what he's done is anti-American. I don't think anyone is right or wrong in this argument. First of all, Al Jazeera is, as far as I can tell, certainly the English language version of Al Jazeera is very good. I mean, they have bureaus all over the world. Their coverage, not just of the Arab Spring, but of other big international stories like the Japan nuclear disaster after the tsunami, I found myself tuning to Al Jazeera because their coverage of that was excellent. I thought it was better than what I was seeing on CNN, better than what I was seeing on BBC. But that said, it is owned by the royal family of Qatar, you know, so that's not exactly people's ownership. And to say that the U.S. media are strangled by its corporate masters, that's not the case. What limits U.S. media is a sort of relentless profit orientation, which tends to incentivize a quick and easy grab for viewers. And so if network executives, who in my opinion can be small-minded, think that foreign news, for example, is difficult for people to get, and Americans really don't want a lot of that, so they don't put a lot of it on, and so it becomes a self-fulfilling kind of prophecy. We get less international news than we need, and I think less than we want. But I don't think, you know, if news outlets were all owned by Middle Eastern royal families, I don't think they'd necessarily be better.
You were touching that for-profit and media. In the times when 90% of American media market is owned by six corporations, what is the role of citizen journalism and community media?
It's not easy for an individual to go on the internet and compete with the Washington Post or compete with the BBC or whatever. But in fact, there's some people who do it. Andrew Sullivan is someone who became his own brand name on the web, and who now, you know, who's now kind of on his own. This can be done. Arianna Huffington, I remember her telling me years ago that she was going to start this internet site and it was going to be an aggregator and this and that. You know, okay, good luck with that, Arianna. Well, you know, yeah, she did really well with it. And so to publish something that could potentially reach millions of people, you used to have to, you know, once you had to buy a building and and put a whole bunch of printing presses in it and buy ink, barrels of ink and big rolls of paper, and then you had to find a way to, you know, to print the newspaper and then distribute it to all these doorsteps. And now, you know, you design yourself a website and you write what you want and you hit a button and you can still potentially reach actually a whole lot more people. So this could become kind of a golden age of community journalism, I think.